This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's something, a tidbit buried in the news this week of the April trade deficit. It got bigger, quite a bit bigger, the trade gap did, as we bought more stuff from overseas in April than we did in March. More cars and car parts, cell phones, household goods as well. That's not good or bad, it's just a fact. The same way my trade gap with my local supermarket goes up when I buy more food because all the kids are home from college. But the share of those imports that we were buying from overseas that came from China went down to the lowest level they've been at since 2006. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes stock of how U.S. trade with China has changed.
China is a producing powerhouse. Of all those ring lights and sweatpants and home gym equipment we desperately craved during the pandemic, a lot of which, remember, got stuck on container ships. Ishwar Prasad is a professor of trade policy at Cornell.
Practically every manufacturer who has relied on lean and mean global supply chains now is much more worried about the resilience of those supply chains.
They want to diversify their suppliers in case of public health crises, natural disasters, and war. Plus, rising tensions with China represent an extra risk.
Manufacturers and retailers don't want to be exposed to the risks that geopolitical tensions with China, or just basic trade tensions, might lead to disruption.
So companies have shifted to Vietnam and Thailand for cheap apparel and footwear, and Mexico for its proximity to the U.S. But Chinese imports aren't going to disappear anytime soon. David Dollar is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
The Chinese have definitely locked up a lot of the lithium supply around the world, and they've got a lot of the patents involved in the production of batteries, so that gives them a leg up in the electric vehicle market.
Meanwhile, China's also been maturing as an economy, shifting its export focus to different and more valuable things, says Susan Aronson, a professor of international affairs at George Washington University.
As countries develop, right, they tend to export more services. And so China had this deliberate plan to move up that value chain.
Yeah, we're importing less from China overall. And yeah, you might not see the words made in China on as many tags these days. But that's partly because you can't sew a label onto software, e-commerce, and AI. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.